Hamisha Asa B'Shvat, the minhag is that we do not say Tachanun. Hashem Yishmuel of Sachachov asks, why don't we say Tachanun? What's the Yom Tov of Tu B'Shvat? It's just simply a day when the sap begins flowing through the trees, Oyla Srapa Ilan. And that's Teva every year, that during this time the trees begin to rejuvenate. Why does that deserve? You don't find, he says, anywhere else that anything that has to do with simply the nature of time is a day that we do not say Tachanun. Hamisha Asa Ba'ol, for example, the Gemara gives many reasons why it's a Yom Tov. Why is Tu B'Shvat considered a Yom Tov? In many communities, it's customary to eat on Tu B'Shvat the jam of an Esruk. B'nai Yisrael also brings down from the Kadmonim that one should daven on Tu B'Shvat for a kosher Esruk, and probably for all the Minim, all the Dalet Minim, since this is the day, the Pashtus, this is the day when the sap begins to flow through the trees. But the minhag is to eat Esruk jam. Why Dafka Esruk? Usually, most years, Tu B'Shvat falls out of the week of Pashas Yisrael. Tu B'Shvat, as we mentioned many times, is the day when the season changes, the Midas Hadin is sweetened, Hamtakas Hadinim. We go now from the difficult, dark, long nights of Teves, Midas Hadin of Teves, into Midas Haracham, and we switch from left to right. Teves was the smol of time, Mismoil, the Gematria Teves, Ner Chanukah Mismoil. We enter now the period referred to as Yamin, getting ready for Purim. Today is the 30-day Tkufa, the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. Purim is the Yom Tov of Yamin. Ish Yamini, Ne'imais B'Yaminecha Netzach. Purim is Netzach, Truasam HaYisal HaNetzach. And Netzach is on the right side of the Sphiros. Netzach is Yamin, Yamin is right. So we're now making a transformation, we're making a transition from left to right, from darkness to light, from Din to Rachamim, and that day is Tu B'Shvat, the day that the sap begins to flow through the trees. And most years we read Parshas Yisro, which contains the story of Yisro leaving his past, Yisro converting, becoming a geir, referring to himself no longer as Kohen Midyan, but Chosein Moshe. And the story, of course, of Matan Torah. The whole laning of Shavuos is in this week's parasha, beginning with Revi'i, the portion of Chumash of today, of Tu B'Shvat, starts with B'Chodesh HaShlishi, B'Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, B'Yoyim Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, B'Yisu Me'refidim V'Yavoyo Midbar Sinai. The Torah talks to us about that they left Rafidim, they traveled from Rafidim and they came to Midbar Sinai. Rashi asks the obvious question here, why does it have to say that? It's obvious to get from one place to another, you have to leave the first place. So of course, if they came to Midbar Sinai, they left Rafidim. Why is it necessary to say it? Rashi gives his teretz. Rashi also tells us why he says Bayom Hazeh, not Bayom Hahu. That day they arrived, it should have said, not this day. From here we learn out that Divrei Torah has to be Chadoshim. The Rei Torah has to always be new to a person. A person has to always consider it fresh, as if it was just given today. Ke'ilu hayoim nitnu. And this is really the message of Tu B'Shvat, of Shvat in general, and of course the days of Shovavim that we are now in the middle of Shvat. Shvat is the month of Shovavim. We mentioned that every month corresponds to another Halleluka in the last Mizmar of Tehillim, as it says in Shivalei Haleket, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So the 11th Halleluka is Halleluhu B'Tzilzilei Serua. So Shvat is Trua. Trua also comes from the word Ta'ura, which means his Hisoirus, awakening. A month of awakening, a month of spiritual awakening, which is what Shavuot is about, and that's Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the time to wake up. Tu B'Shvat is Tchias HaNesim. The trees become alive. One of the reasons we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to remind us of Tchias HaNesim, HaKitzu V'Ranan U'Sheich Ne'ofer. One during one's lifetime, we experience many times what would be considered to be spiritual death. Lo hamesim yahaleluka, says the pasuk. Dead people cannot praise Hashem. We're not talking literally about dead people. Those that are bechinas mesim, those that lost their umph, they lost their excitement and their enthusiasm because of chatoyim, which is what tires us and makes us lose that excitement, that spark for Yiddishkeit. That's what Yerushalmi says from the pasuk Lo hamesim yahaleluka. We learn out that a dried out esrog, a dried out lulav, is disqualified. Esrog hayavesh, lulav hayavesh is puzzle, because a dry esrog, a dry lulav, is like dead. Lo hamesim yahaleluka. Loi kol yerdei duma. Instead, va'anachnu nevarechka. Tu b'shvat, we become alive. Tu b'shvat, the trees become alive. Every person is compared to a tree. Ki ha'odam eitz hasada. Klal Yisrael are compared to a tree, as Yeshaya says. Kimei ha'eitz yemei ami. And that's why we go through different stages. We go through different time periods. There are times when Klal Yisrael went through very difficult times where it seemed that there was no future for the Jewish people. And then afterwards came rejuvenation, ups and downs, the same thing with the trees. Every year, the tree goes through a period where nothing grows, there's no leaves, no fruit on the tree. And then, again, the sap begins to flow through the tree, and the tree bears fruit, and that the tree is a lesson. We have to look at the tree and learn from the tree not to despair. Just like the tree, when you look at it in the winter, there seems to be nothing there, it's dead, but we know that there's a Yeshua is coming. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. There are two ways that Chazal describe two b'shvat. One is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan in the singular. The other is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos in the plural. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos in the plural is Begematria Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. A Yid is always hoping for the salvation of Hashem, the Yeshua, even when we don't see it. Today, Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, we look at the tree, we don't see anything, but we know the sap is beginning to flow. Yeshua is coming. Vayosha Hashem, Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Yeshua. Leaving Mitzrayim is the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. When a Jew experiences Yitzias Mitzrayim in his daily life, and every year experiences Yitzias Mitzrayim, some every day, some once a year, some once in their lifetime. Yitzias Mitzrayim is really every day. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim v'chol dar v'dar, says the Balatanya, every day. Ki mei tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, as it says in the Pasuk in Micha. The Zayar says every day a Yid goes out of Mitzrayim, and especially during the weeks of Shavuot, where we are misaking the Tumah of Mitzrayim and get closer to Yerushalayim. And that's Tchias HaMeisim. Tu B'Shvat is smack in the middle of this chaydesh that is referred to by, as David HaMelech describes it in the 11th Hallelujah, as Halleluhu b'tzilzalei seruah, the trua of Yovel, the Yovel year. The pasuk says v'havarta shayfar teruah. In Yovel, everything goes back to its roots. V'al yuval yishalach sharoshav. This is the Shabbos of Yovel, because this is the Shabbos of Matan Torah. The first time the word Yovel is ever mentioned in the Chumash is in this week's Parashas Yisroi. B'mshoich ha-Yovel heima ya'alu bahor. The Yovel is the ram's horn that was blown during Matan Torah. The Yovel is also the right horn that'll be blown during Bias HaMashiach. T'kabashoich ha-Godol l'cheiruzein. But that's the trua, the Hisoirus, the return to the roots that Matan Torah brought about. Everyone returned to their roots on Har Sinai, including Yisroi. By Yisroi, it says in the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Beis, at the end, the pasuk says, Mishpachai Soifrim Yoishve Yavetz Tirotim Shematim Suchosim. This is referring to the descendants of Yisro, who learned Torah by Yavetz. Yavetz is Asniel ben Kenaz. And the Navi refers to them as Tiratim, Tof Resh Ayin Tof Yud Mem, which the root of that word is Trua. It says Rashi in Saita, the Gemara in Saita quotes this pasuk in Saita, Tafid Aleph and Aleph. There Rashi says, Tiratim Sheshamu Trua the Har Sinai. They heard a trua on Har Sinai. It's interesting that in Chumash it doesn't say that it was a trua. And Chumash just says this week, V'koil shayfar chazak ma'id, V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koilais, the five koilais, the chamisha koilais that the Gemara speaks about, if someone's p'sameach, chasen v'kala, he's zaychat the chamisha koilais, those are the chamisha koilais in this week's parasha. But nowhere does it say anything about trua. Yoivel, it says, was a trua. The fact that Matan Torah is referred to as Yoivel, B'mshoich HaYoivel, was the 50th day after Yetzias Mitzrayim, like the Yovel is the 50th year. Just like on Yovel, we blow a trua, and again, trua means ta'ura, to wake up. Trua has the power to be Mechaya Mesim, to awaken, to rejuvenate, to bring us back to our source. That's Matan Torah, and that's what Yisrael experienced. So the Bnei Yisrael referred to as Teratim, because they are descendants of Yisrael who heard the Teruah on Har Sinai. Shvat is the Chodesh of Hallelujah, B'tziltzilei Seruah. We always read Parshas Yisrael in Chodesh Shvat, usually Tu B'Shvat time, which is in the middle of the weeks of Shoivavim, which is a time that we are awakening ourselves and experiencing Chiyas HaMeisim, hopefully, and being misakin ourselves from those Chatoyim that are considered, if one is Nichshal, and these Chatoyim is considered to be a Meis. So when one is Mechaye himself, when one is Mesakin himself, he experiences Chiyas HaMeis, but that's Tu B'Shvat. Yisroi is the Gilgul of Kayin. Yadua, we mentioned in previous years that Yisroi was the neshama of Kayin. Kayin is the first murderer. Koil demei achichot soyakim elaim in ha'adama, Hashem says to Kayin after he killed Hevel, that the blood of your brothers crying out, soyakim, the future generations that you killed. Ritzicha, Kayin is a rotzeach. Gam HaBris is called Ritzicha, like Ritzicha. Kayin was the first pogame that the Torah tells us, the Adam Rishon also, but the Torah tells us about Kayin, he's the first Rotzeach. Midas HaDin, Ritzicha is Midas HaDin. Yisroi was Kayin. So Yisroi, as he begins his life, continues in the footsteps of Kayin. He's first the Kohen Midyon, Midyon Miloshon Midin. Midyon is a Loshon of Modon, strife. A difficult personality, a person who's constantly fighting with everyone, angry at everyone, like Kayin. Kayin was constantly fighting and angry and upset. Kayin eventually denies that there's justice in the world. Someone who's a rotzeach, someone who's a pogame, lacks in inyone emuna, he has sveikus in emuna. But by Yisrael it says, v'chever akeni nifrod mikayin, as we read in the Haftorah last week, that chever, that's Yisrael, one of his names is chever, is separates himself from Kayin. He totally removes himself from the Tumah of Kayin, the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Yisrael runs away from Mitzrayim, even though he was the advisor to Paro, to Perah. And Yisrael becomes the advisor and the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu, who Moshe is the Ish HaChesed. Moshe is Yamin. We know that the Midah of Moshe is Yamin. Netzach, Moshe's Sphira is Netzach. Ne'imos B'yaminucha Netzach. So Yisrael transforms himself from Kohen Midyan to Chosein Moshe, from Din to Rachamim. Kohen Midyan Chosein Moshe is the Gematria Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilon. That's Tu B'Shvat, is the day that we make the transition from Kohen Midyan to Chosein Moshe, from Din to Rachamim, from darkness to light, from death to life, from Miso V'Chayim. So to Yisroi is Misakein himself, Ayichad, Yisroi says he circumcised himself according to one pshat in the Gemara, according to the other pshat, Ayichad, he proclaims that Hashem is Echad, Lashon of Yichud, Yichud Hashem, he now totally believes, his Amunah is clear, he has no more doubts, because he's no longer a pogame, he's no longer a Kayin, he is now, he has rectified what he did when he was Kayin, and he says, Ki Ati Odati, Ki Godol Hashem, Ki Kodol Elohim. Now I know that Hashem is the true God, and there is justice in the world, unlike when he was Kayin, when he said less than the late Dayan. So Yisroel experiences total transformation from Kohen Midyan to Chosein Moshe. Yisroel experiences his own personal Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayishma Yisroel Kohen Midyan Chosein Moshe Eiz Kol Asher Osa Elokim Moshe Yisroel Amo Ki Hotzi Hashem Es Yisroel Mi Mitzrayim. Yisroel hears that a person can experience Yitzias Mitzrayim, that every person can go out of Mitzrayim, no matter how old he is. Yisroel was over 100 when he comes to the Midbar, to a Mokom, to a desolate area. He leaves his beautiful villa, his beautiful palace, and he goes to a desolate midbar to hear the words of Torah, to hear the truth, to rectify himself, to turn himself around, to become a convert, to be misaken the chait of Kayin, the chait of Ritzicha, and to become a Shomer Habris. That's what Yisro is. Yisro reaches the highest levels. He ends off his advice to Moshe Rabbeinu with Vegam Kol Ha'om Hazal Mekoyma Yavai Bishalom. The last word that Yisro says is Bishalom. It's recorded here in Chumash. It's also the last word of Torah Shebaal Peh. Hashem Oz La'amo Yitin Hashem Yivorech Es Amo Bashalom. As the Rambam ends off Hilchis Chanukah, that the entire Torah was given. La'asos Shalom Ba'olam Shenemar Drachecha Darchi Enoyam Bechom Nesivo Yisrael Shalom. Shalom is Tikkun HaBris, as it says in Sforim, Bris Shalom. Yisroi is no longer Kayin, even though one of his names is Kaini, which is Isis Kayin. Yisroi is now Chayvev Shechova Ves HaTorah Chever. He becomes attached, a Chibur to Hashem. Putiel, he once fattened calves to Avodah Zarah. Now he admits Ati Yodati Ki Godol Hashem Mikolo Elohim. Reuel, Reye, Kael. Yisroi Hoisifulai Ois Vav Al Shema Yeseh Shiita Parsha Achas B'Toira. So Yisroi epitomizes, Yisroi symbolizes the total transformation that every Yid in his lifetime, every Yid is sent here to be Mesaken himself. Every Yid has to go through a Bechina of the Nahapaychu, which starting today we prepare for Purim, which is the Yom Tov of the Nahapaychu. Koyhei Midyan is the Gematria of the Nahapaychu. Yisroi is Mehapech himself, and that's the power of Torah. Torah has the power to Mehapech a person, to turn a person around. A person even with Midas Ra'os, Torah Mitzvahs has the power to elevate a person and to turn him around and to become an Ish HaChesed. Concerning Yisroi, the Pasuk says in the Haftarah of Parsha Zohar, Ki Osiso Chesed Im Kol B'nei Yisroel. Yisroi did an act of Chesed. Yisroi is known for his Chesed. His chesed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikach Yisroi oilu zvachim. Yisroi sacrifices karbonis here and invites everyone to come and partake and to eat. Bechol ziknei Yisroel lechol lechem and chosein Moshe lefnei olikim. So Yisroi does an act of chesed. He was Kayin, who was din. He was Kayin, who was the murderer. Kayin the Reitzeach, who had to go into exile, who is Novanod, who couldn't stay in one place. Now Yisroi finds his place, and his place is here in Parshas Yisroi. Yisroi is the Bechina of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the day that takes us from din to rachamim, from din to chesed, from lack of enthusiasm, from refidim to Midbar Sinai, to the Mokom HaMikdash. Mokom HaMikdash was by Har Sinai. We know that Har Sinai at that time was considered Yerushalayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Har Sinai for the first time, Hashem says to him, take your shoes off your feet. It's holy ground. What's holy about Har Sinai? The Torah wasn't even given yet at that time. And even after the Torah was given, Har Sinai is not part of Eretz Yisrael even today. It's the Sinai Desert. It has no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael at all. Says the Medrash, Har HaMoriah came to Har Sinai. Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, came to Har Sinai. Admas Kodesh, who is Begematria Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was right there. Therefore Hashem told Moshe to take his shoes off. Mishnah says in Brachas, Leichoneis Adam Laharabayis B'makloi U'bimin Olo. You're not allowed to go into the Temple Mount wearing shoes. So Moshe had to take his shoes off because the Mokom HaMikdash was there. Har Sinai is the Mokom HaMikdash. Har Sinai at that time had the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. So B'chodesh HaShlishi, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael, they Eretz Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim. 3 months later, they come to Har Sinai. They now have removed themselves from the Tumah of Mitzrayim, which is Midas HaDin, Tumas Keri, Tumas Asher Besar Chamoyrim Besorim, and now they arrived at Har Sinai, which now has the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. And there's another difference. Mitzrayim is the place of where there's no enthusiasm to serve Hashem. That's Asher Korcha Baderech. Amalek tries to infuse laxity, lack of interest, lack of enthusiasm. Asher Korcha cooling us off. Baderech Betzeischem in Mitzrayim. We're on our way out of Mitzrayim, and Amalek is cooling us off. He doesn't want us to be excited. doesn't want us to have that enthusiasm. A Yid has to always be excited about serving Hashem every day with his chatshus, as we read here, Bachaydish Hashlishi, Mitzayis B'nai Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, the Tumah of Mitzrayim, Erevas Ha'oretz, this Tumah which we're massacring during the days of Shovavim, makes a person lazy, it makes a person uninterested. Tzidua, the Sfarim say that a person who's a pogan doesn't have an interest to daven, he has no interest to learn, he has no interest to serve Hashem, it brings about a certain lack of enthusiasm for Yiddishkeit. Masha Enkein, someone who's misakin himself, is zeicha to Yerushalayim, is zeicha to his chachos. Pasuk says, Tzadik katomar yifroch ke'erez balavonon yizke, shesugim beveis Hashem b'chatzres elokeinu yachiru, oid yenuvin b'seva, d'sheinim v'ra'ananim yihiyu. D'sheinim v'ra'ananim yihiyu means that we should always be youthful, fresh, excited, invigorated, rejuvenated. The Sheinim V'Ra'ananim Yihiyu is B'Gematria Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the place of the Sheinim V'Ra'ananim Yihiyu. That's Har Sinai. Admas Kodesh Hu is B'Gematria the Sheinim V'Ra'ananim Yihiyu. When they came to Har Sinai, they came with a hischachus, with an excitement, with an enthusiasm. That begins on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat starts the hischachus, the preparation for Shavuos, and it's quite interesting that we always... Tu B'Shvat always, Kamat always falls out in the weaker Parshas Yisra when we lane that which takes place on Shavuos, Matan Torah, and we know that the Kriya is Ma'ira, the Zman, it's like as if we're actually visiting, it's actually Shavuos this week. It's Chag HaShavuos, because this is the Kriya of Shavuos, and it's Tu B'Shvat. Every 2 weeks, tell us the Sifrei Kodesh, from Tu B'Shvat, every 2 weeks till Shavuos is a Yom Tov, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Pesach, straight one uphill all the way till Zman Matan Teresenu till the Yovel. So Shabbos Yisroi, the Shabbos following Tu B'Shvat, we know that any week that has a Yom Tov, the Yom Tov, especially this year that it was on a Wednesday, the second half of the week goes until after Shabbos. Shabbos Yisroi, this is the Shabbos of Tu B'Shvat. Shabbos Yisroi, the Shabbos of Yovel, B'mshoich HaYovel, Hemayal Bahar. The root for the word Yovel, says the Ramban, is in the Haftarah of Bahar in Yirmiyah, where it says, V'al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav. Yuval is a spring. The roots of a tree root much better if it's planted near a spring. The Yuval is the spring, the Shoresh. V'al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav. Shabbos Yisro is B'gematria V'al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav. The Gemara tells us that by Matan Torah we know Klal Yisrael said the famous Nasa V'Nishma. It's not in this week's parasha, it's in next week's parasha, but Yisrael and Mishpatim are really one Hemshech. Both are the parashios of Matan Torah as we come to the end of Shovavim. There it says that Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. B'Shoah She'omru Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma, says the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Tes. The Malachim were amazed. They said, who revealed this secret? This is the secret that only Malachim know. By Malachim it says, Osei Dvoroi L'shmaya B'Kol Dvoroi. They do before they listen. And here Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma. Mamash like Malachim. So the Gemara there quotes a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kisapuach Ba'atzei HaYa'ar, Kein Doidi Bein Habonim, B'tziloi Chimarti V'yoshafti, U'firyoi Mosloi V'chik. Like the apple among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among others, and literally this refers to Klal Yisrael is praising Hashem, that Hashem is like an apple among other trees. In its shadow I desire to dwell, but silo chimatti v'yoshafti upirio, and its fruit, mosok l'chiki, is sweet to my palate. Literally it's referring to an apple tree. Call me back in a few minutes, okay? However, Rashi there brings from Chazal, an apple tree really has no shade. So Rashi says that the Goyim ran away from the shade of Hashem, and the Jews stayed. We stayed, we accepted the Torah. That's B'tzilo chimatati v'yoshavti. In his shade I desire to dwell. Shabbos Yisro is also the gematria B'tzilo chimatati v'yoshavti. This is the parasha where we see that Klal Yisrael stays and basks in the shade, in the tzeil of Hashem, who is referred to as the apple, Kisapuach Ba'atzei Ayar. Says Tosfos in the Gemara there on Shabbos Daf Pei Tes, and basically it's a psik to the Rav Kahana. Tosfos says it in Tainus also. Tapuach is not an apple. Tapuach is an esrog. And the Targum translates in Shir Hashirim also. Apech katapuchim, bereach tapuchim is referring to esrogim. A tapuach is an esrog, according to Tosfos, according to many mefarshim. So the esrog is referred to as the tapuach. What is unique about the tapuach, says the Gemara, that the tapuach's leaves, the fruit of the tapuach come before the leaves do. That's how Tosha says it has to be an esrog, because an apple tree doesn't have that character trait. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that the apple tree, the fruit grow before the leaves? It's not true. Tosha says it's an esrog. By an esrog it is true. And the Farshim explain why it's true, because the esrog grows on the tree from the entire year. It's dor v'ilano mishana l'shana. It's there the entire year, and therefore when the old leaves fall off, the fruit's still there. So then when the new leaves come, the fruit's is there before the leaves, and therefore the Gemara compares what the Klal Yisrael say Nasa v'nishma to the esrog, which Tosha says the tapuach is the esrog. Just like the esrog its fruit grow before its leaves, so too the Jewish people say Nasa before Nishma. And being that the preparation for Shavuos begins today on Tu B'Shvat, perhaps that's the reason why we have the minute to eat the jam of the Esrig. We daven for an Esrig. But it's more than that. The Esrig doesn't experience any winter. The Esrig is always on the tree. That's how Chazal say, we know it's an Esrig. It says, Ulekachtem lachem v'ayom ha-rishon pri-eitz hador. Hador b'ilono mishono l'shon. That it stays, it lives on the tree from year to year, even through the winter, even through the frost. It's always there. And that perhaps is the remez during Tu B'Shvat, when it's a day of ischatshus, it's a day of renewal and rejuvenation. We shouldn't think, okay, so once in a while it's good to rejuvenate. So the minhag is therefore to eat dafka the jam of the esrog. The esrog doesn't have to rejuvenate. It's always on the tree. It's in constant hischatshus. It's constantly in a state of renewal. It's constantly fresh. It's on the tree the entire year. And therefore, the message of Tu B'Shvat is not just today or just from now till Shavuos, but all the time a yid should be like an esrog. Since today is the day that the sap begins to flow through the tree, it is a day of rejuvenation. We remind ourselves by eating the jam of the esrog and davening for the esrog, that really this has to be every single day. And as Rashi says, right here in the portion of Chumash of today, of Tu B'Shvat, Achaydesh Hashlishi L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'Yom Hazeh, today, B'chol Yom, every day, Yihyu Be'enecha Kachadosh. Every single day it has to be new and fresh. Every day a person has to wake up with his chachos, with an excitement to serve Hashem, to say Moda Ani, to say Birchas HaTorah, to daven, to learn, to do mitzvahs, to do chesed, to be an Erel HaChayid. Every single day a Yid has to be in a massive of his chachos, B'chodesh, B'chidush. That's the message of Tu B'Shvat. But not only now, it's all year, and that's the message of the Esrig. The Esrig is always B'Hischachos, because the Esrig is on the tree the entire year. Ador B'Ilano Mishono L'Shono. And that's the Avoda of Tikkun Shoivavim. A year that is Mesakein himself during these weeks, in these inyanim, is Zoichet to Hischachos. Because if not, he's like a mace, Lo HaMaseim Yahaleluka. He has no excitement, he has no invigoration, he's not invigorated. The pasuk ends off. The fruit is sweet to my palate. Only someone who works on himself during these weeks, someone who's misaken himself during shayvavim, elevates himself, rectifies his chatoyim, like Yisro from Kayin, from Kohen Midian to Chosein Moshe, like Klal Yisro from Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim, from Refidim to Har Sinai. From lack of interest, from lack of enthusiasm, where Amalek arise, Vayavay Amalek, Vayelochem Yisrael, Berefidim, we come to Har Sinai, to the Mokom of Hischachus, Admas Kodeshu, Begamatria, Beshainim, Verananim Yiyu, Begamatria, Beis HaMikdash. That starts on Tu B'Shvat, but the Avoda really is that every day should be Tu B'Shvat. Every day Yid should be excited, every day Yid should be Hischachus, like the day of Tu B'Shvat when the sap begins to flow through the tree. We get the koyach for this Hischachus on this day, and perhaps that's why we don't say Tachon. This is a major Yom Tov, this is a major day, because this is the day that gives us hope. As we mentioned before, Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilono Yisrael B'Gematria Lishuascha Kibisi Hashem. Pasuk says, "Ve'etz hasade yitein pirioi." We know that trees were supposed to grow in such a way that the bark, the branch, and the tree and the fruit was supposed to taste the same. The pasuk says, "Tachei ha'oretz desha esev mazria zera eitz pri." They were supposed to produce in such a way that the fruit and the bark and the branch were supposed to taste the same. But that's not what happened. Pasuk says that what happened instead was the he loyos asokain, as Rashi brings here in the beginning of Chumash. Eitz peri sheyehetam ha'etz ketam ha'peri. The taste of the wood should be like the taste of the fruit. But the he loyos asokain, it didn't do that. And therefore, when the Adam was cursed later on because of the chait of the Eitz Hadas, the earth was cursed too. And the Farshim explained this is precisely why Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. According to the Gemara, according to one opinion, the Eitz Hadas was an esrig. What was the desire to partake from the esrig? There were so many other fruits because the esrig was the only fruit, it says, that did adhere to the command of Hashem. The esrog tree, the branch and the fruit do taste the same. That's in the pre-Eitz Hadar. It has to be an Eitz Shatam Eitzo Upirio Shavet. That means the esrog did not transgress, whatever that means exactly. We don't understand exactly what it means. How can the earth violate a commandment? The earth doesn't have a Yetzohara. But the, whatever, I'll call upon him. The Esrog is the tree that grew like Ratzon Hashem. That's the way it's going to be. The Eitz Hasada Yitain Pirio, that in the future, it says the wood, the Eitz and the Pei will be the same. The Gemara Darshan's that even Ilanei Srak, even barren trees will bear fruit if the Mashiach comes. We learn out from this passage, Ve'etz hasada yitein pirio. These words, Ve'etz hasada yitein pirio, are begematria chamisha osar b'shvat. Tu b'shvat, that's why we dafke eat the jam of an esrog. The esrog is the tree in which the tikkun hashalayim, the esrog is the tree which produced the way all trees were supposed to, and the way the trees will produce in the future. And since Tu b'shvat is the day in which the tikkun begins, the day in which we begin the Yemei Aliyah, the transformation from Din to Chesed, from Din to Rachamim, from Kohen Migan to Chosein Moshe, from Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim, from Rafidim to Har Sinai, from Meis to Chai, Tchias HaMeisim, Tikkun Shoivavim. Tikkun Shoivavim is the Bechina of Tchias HaMeisim, the Yeshua. The words in Yirmiyah are Shuvu Bonim Shovavim. These words, Shuvu Bonim Shovavim, have a gematria Tivo Sheyah. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya where it says that in the time of Mashiach, Yehuda and Yerushalayim will be saved. And the word that is used is Tivo Sheyah, Yeshua. It's interesting, not that we know, no one really knows, and these things are the Maila from our Hasaga, but the current period that we're in the Shavua, we're in the 7 year, in the cycle of Shemitah that ends with the year of Tavshin Ayin Vav, of Tivo Sheyah, because Tavshin Ayin Vav in 4 years from now is going to be Moitzoei Shviyas, the year after Shemitah. The Gemara says that Mashiach comes the year after Shemitah. We perhaps, hopefully, are in the Shavua Sheben David Bo, ending with Tivo Sheyah, Tavshin Ayin Vav, which is the Gematria Shuvu Banim Shoivavim. Tikkun Shoivavim, the Geula is Toloy in Tikkun Shoivavim, as mentioned many times, what the Svarim say, the Shoivavim is the Ha'or of the Yemais HaMashiach. Tivo Sheyah, that's the Yeshua, which starts to Bishvat, which is always in the middle of Shoivavim. Rosh Hashanah Lo'ilona is the Gematria, Lishu Oscha Kivisi Hashem. In the word Lishu Oscha, we have also Tavshin Ayin Vav, Tivo Sheyah, Yeshua's Hashem, Tshua, Teshua Gedoyla, Teshua's Hey Tavshin Ayin Vav. Clearly that it's a very, very special year that's coming. It doesn't mean that Mashiach can't come today or tomorrow. It means by then, by Moitzoi Shviyas, the Geula should have already been completed in its entirety. By the Moitzoi Shviyas coming up, which is Tavshin Ayin Vav, Tivo Sheyah, Shavas, Ami B'nei Yisrael, Teshua, the word Tavshin Ayin Vav is in many, many different combinations throughout Tanakh, found all over, referring to Yeshua, referring to the cries of Klal Yisrael. Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim B'Gematria Tivo Sheyah. Tu B'Shvat, therefore, is very much related to Shabbos Yisroi, to Pashas Yisroi, to Matan Torah. Matan Torah happens after the transformation takes place, after Klal Yisrael, Vayisu may refeed them, Vayavoyo Midbar Sinai, Letzeis B'nai Yisrael, Bachodesh, Hischatshus, no longer his rashlus, no longer rifyon yodayim, laxity, laziness, lack of enthusiasm, lack of invigoration. But on the contrary, we are now invigorated and rejuvenated and excited and infused. That's Tu B'Shvat. And from there start the Yemei Aliyah, preparing us for Matan Torah, for B'Mshoi Chayoyvel Hema Yalu Bahor, for the Trua of Har Sinai, which Yisrael experiences as well. We see that a person can totally transform himself, even at an old age, a person can become totally, can totally transform himself. Not only that, he can misaken even that from his past, from a previous life, as Yisrael does here, that he rectifies the chatoyim of his life as Kayin, the Reitzayach, the Poigein, the one who has to go into Golus, the one who has no place. The murderer. The Gemara says that a person who's born in Mazel Madim could either be a murderer or a shochet or a mohel. He'll shed blood in a positive way. Yisrael becomes a mohel in this week's parasha. Vayichad Yisrael. Yisrael sharpens the knife. The Gemara darshes. Vayichad hevir cherev chado al besoroi. And he gave himself a bris. So he becomes a shomer habris. Viato es brisi sishmer. He becomes part of Am Yisrael by Avoyu Ha'oyhel by Sapa Moshe V'Chosnei. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekarev Yisrael, as it says in the Psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out by Yetzei Moshe the Kras Chosnei together with the entire Klal Yisrael covered Godel Neskabed Yisrael by Yisrael, Rashi says. The tremendous glory and honor that Yisrael receives when Moshe Rabbeinu himself together with the entire entourage of the Zekanim and Klal Yisrael go out to greet him, to bring him into the fold, to bring him into the clouds by Avoyu Ha'oyhel. That every Yid, even an outcast, even a Yid, this is a remez, that even a Jew is out of the cloud, out of the pale, even a Jew has done such terrible chatoyim that he deserves chas v'sholem nidui, he deserves to be excommunicated, he deserves chas v'sholem perhaps that he doesn't see the Shechina, as the Zohar says. Even he can, a person like that can totally transform himself and elevate himself and come in and become part. And not only that, but received tremendous glory and honor when Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the leader of Klal Yisrael himself, goes out personally to greet him and bring him in. Because Yisrael experiences Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim. Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim and comes to Midbar Sinai. He comes to Yerushalayim and he hears the Teruah of Har Sinai. He's Nisoyer. He wakes up. He experiences Tchias HaMeisim and he totally transforms himself. But the same thing with Klal Yisrael in this week's parasha. The same thing that happens to the tree on Tu B'Shvat, the tree becomes invigorated, the tree becomes alive, the sap begins to flow through the tree. The tikkun begins, the tikkun hasholem, the tikkun which is merumas and the esrig, because the esrig is the only tree that did what Hashem wanted, and it's the only tree that remains, perhaps that's the schar that remains on the tree the entire year, ador b'ilonoi mishana l'shana. And that's the fruit that was zoicha, that a yid performs a mitzvah with it every year on Sukkot, the pre-eitz hodor, which represents the tzaddikim that have Torah and mitzvahs, that has a taste, the esrog has a taste and an odor and a pleasant fragrance, unlike the other meaning that either have one or none, like the arava. The esrog is the pre-eitz hodor, hodor hu l'chol chasidav, which a tzaddik is referred to as hodor, a tzaddik, which a tzaddik is a shoyim bris, it was referred to as a tzaddik compared to the pre-eitz hodor, that even the eitz is a pre. There's no psoles, there's nothing, everything is perfect, everything is pure. Pre-eitz, that's the esrog. We eat the esrog dafka on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the yom of tikkun with mesaka and the eitz hadas. The reason why there are chatoyim, the reason why there are yiridos, the reason why there's lack of interest, the reason why there is pgam habris is only because of the chet eitz hadas, which was an esrig, according to that opinion in the Gemara. So therefore, the tikkun is the esrig. The esrig, that's why the minhag is to eat, according, perhaps one of the reasons to eat the jam of the esrig on Tu B'Shvat, because Tu B'Shvat, the day of the eitz, the day that the tree becomes alive, we eat from the esrog, which was the Eitz Hadas, and now a misake in the chet of the Eitz Hadas, the chet of the Eitz Hadas, which led to all the zuhama in the world that we have today. Zuhama, zuhamas hanochash, as we mentioned last week. Today we start preparing for Purim. Haman also tried to mention, trying to remind the Shechina of the Eitz Hadas. Yasu Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amah Haman wanted to make a tree that's 50 Amah tall. He wanted to bring down Klal Yisrael to the Shar Hanun of Tumah, which was what the Chet Eitz Hadas accomplished. Kfira, Minus, Znus, the time we're in now, right before Mashiach, is the Shar Hanun of Tumah. Eitz Hadas Toi Vara. That's what Haman wanted. Yasu Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amah. Instead, we were Zoichu to Venahapoichu, Asha Yishlatu HaYehudim Heima B'Sayanayim, total turnaround. And that Eitz that Haman wanted to hang Mordechai on ended up becoming the Eitz that he was hung on, the Alha Eitz Talisa, the Salisa Oisle V'Yalbonav, Alha Eitz. Purim is the Yomtiv of Lamayla Min Adas, Adela Yoda. Purim is higher than Da'as. That's why Purim is Mesakein, Bechet Eitz HaDa'as. That's Kishmoy Kainu, the tree of knowledge. On Purim, there's no knowledge. Purim is L'maylam and Adas, and that starts today. Today, 30 days before Purim, when we switch modes, we go from left to right, from Din to Racham, and from Din to Chesed. We begin the Hachonis to Purim. Purim is the second Kabbalah's HaTorah, as the Gemara says, Hodor Kibluha, the same Gemara, that Dach that talks about Nasev and Ishman talks about Kitapuach Ba'atzei Hayar, which is the Esrig. As Tosfos says, that same Gemara on that same daf says that Kimu v'Kiblu HaYehudim, that Purim Hodor Kiblu HaBimei HaChashverosh, that in the time of HaChashverosh they accepted the Torah, the Ahava. And not only that, but this was the real Kabbalah HaTorah was by Purim, because by Shavuos it says they were coerced. Kofa Aleihem Mahor Kigigus. Roitza Ani, when did they say that I want? Like we know the halacha is kaifan, I say Ashayim Roitza Ani. If a person donates an animal, then he doesn't want to bring the animal, so we force him until he says I want. Or a man who doesn't want to give a get to his wife and he has to, it says they force him, they beat him until he says I want, because as the Rambam says, really deep down every single Jew wants. It's because of the Yetzer Hara that sometimes we don't want. But really, every Yid really wants. But it's Sinai Apanimi, every Yid wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. So Matan Torah was Koifin Oisai. Purim was Roitza Ani. Purim was Matan Torah, and retroactively, but it Purim was Megala. Purim revealed that the Nasa Benishma that was said on right before Matan Torah was Emes. Kiyamu v'kiblu, which is the b'china of Nasa v'nishma, that's the esrig. The esrig is the fruit that produces the fruit before the leaf. That's the Nasa before nishma, that reminds us of Nasa v'nishma. That's one of the reasons perhaps why today the minhag is to eat the jam of the esrog dafka, where the leaves, where the fruit comes before the leaves. Nasa v'nishma, that's the goal. The goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is b'gematria Nasa v'nishma. The whole purpose of leaving Mitzrayim, the whole tikkun shayvavim, is order to become totally subservient to the will of Hashem, and we can cry out and say, Naaseh v'nishma, we do your ratzon always, no matter what. Even if we don't understand, all year round, like the esrog is on the tree, mishana l'shadar v'ilano, mishana l'shadar, without any shinuyim whatsoever. We don't even want to know why. If you want to know why, then maybe sometimes, yes, sometimes. Naaseh v'nishma means always, constantly. Always be his chachos, like the esrog, constantly, all year round. And that's the message and the time of the minute, perhaps, of what we do on Tu B'Shvat, and the connection to the parsha, to Yisroi, to Matan Torah, and to Shvat, the chodesh of Hallelujah, B'Tzilzalei Serua, the trua of Har Sinai, the trua of Yovel, trua Miloshim Ta'ura, his oirus. We have to take this as Oirus beginning today for the entire year, and especially preparing today already for Purim, starting the halachas of Purim, learning the Gemara and the Megillas Esther, which Purim of course brings us to Pesach, and the whole purpose of Pesach is Shavuos. Yemei Aliyah from now till Shavuos, we should be Zoychet HaKetu, the Eitz Hasada Yitein Piryoi, the Gematria Hamisha Asa B'Shvat, Asidin Ilonei Srak, Lahoitzi Peirois, all trees will be like the Esrig. The Eitz will taste like the Pri, like the way it was supposed to be and the way it will be, because once the Eitz Hadas is rectified, then all trees will grow. Oz Yiranenu Atzei HaYo'ar, all the trees will sing and praise Hashem. They'll be able to sing and praise Hashem because they will grow the way Hashem wants them to grow, like the way the Esrog tree grows. May we be zeichet to the Torah of Mashiach. The Torah we have today, which was given in this week's parasha, is the Hakdama. It's considered Evel, as the Medrash says, compared to Torosai Shal Mashiach, the Torah of Mashiach, Pnimiyas HaTorah. the secret part of the Torah that will be revealed, that's what we're counting down. In those days they were counting down for the first Matan Torah. We are now preparing ourselves during the weeks of Shavuot for the Matan Torah of La'asid Lavoi, for the Pnimiyas HaTorah, for the Torah that Mashiach is going to reveal to us. May we all be zeichet to that and be zeichet to it immediately. Very good. Reilach and Tu B'Shvat and Shabbos Parshas Yisro.